You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's a good chance you've heard of the Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. If nothing else, you might recall the 2008 Olympics in China and that sort of bird nest design of the Beijing National Stadium. That was his. Some of the contemporary artist and activist work is being exhibited at the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park in Grand Rapids. Joseph Beckerer is chief curator and vice president of collections there, and he joins us now. Ai Weiwei was under house arrest in China for 5 years, just released in 2015. How was it that you were able to host this exhibit so soon afterward?
Well, we actually started working with Weiwei when he was still under house arrest in Beijing. And I made several trips to the studio. Colleagues went with me as well. And we built that relationship, a very strong relationship. And so when the opportunity came that he was released and able to work freely, we were more than ready and more than prepared to do it.
The Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park is the only place in America, in North America, to host this exhibit. You, of course, also have an installation that was already there, the sculpture Iron Tree. How significant was that acquisition in arranging this exhibit?
Well, you know, Iron Tree was really important for us. That came 2 years ago, and it sort of marked our 20th anniversary. And it was a work that we had been thinking about, and it was an artist that we had wanted to deal with on a permanent basis. And the planets aligned, so to speak, and the work came into our possession. The significant thing about Iron Tree is that it is Weiwei's largest outdoor piece to date. Most of his things are for interiors, for galleries. So the fact that we could have something permanently and permanently in the outdoors was quite significant for us.
So tell me what kind of media, a few examples of the kind of works are in the exhibit of these 30 pieces.
Well, that's an excellent question because Weiwei is a conceptual artist. He's really much more oriented towards ideas. And he is a maker, but he oftentimes relies on the skills and the abilities of others to create those pieces. So there are pieces that are made with ceramics. There are pieces that are made with bamboo and silk. There are pieces that are made with Legos. There are pieces that are made with ancient pottery, photographs. There's even two films in the exhibition. So it's really a very wide-ranging exhibition, and the content is quite compelling.
Yeah, I understand the exhibit is not limited to one gallery. You kind of let the pieces take over the building. Why approach it that way?
Well, I think that Weiwei's done a lot of interesting projects in museums, and he was looking for something that would be a new challenge. And the opportunity, yes, to be in the galleries, but to go outside the gallery spaces, to go into the conservatories, to work in the plant beds, to work in the public spaces, is something that really intrigued him. And so he was quite open that it was more than just a gallery exhibition. In a sense, we basically turned Meyer Gardens over to him. More than 30 pieces as a part of the show.
So he was there helping to decide how the pieces would be exhibited.
No, we started this project when he was still unable to travel. So we did a lot that went through photographs, through diagrams. We even made films of our various spaces. So he had a very solid understanding of what Meyer Gardens was like without having visited here. When we were doing the installation, we did have some of his team here. We'd set things up according to the plan. We'd photograph it every evening. We'd send it to him, and then we'd get a response back the next morning if it was okay, if it needed to be moved, if it needed to be adjusted. So for not being here, he was very much here.
What does Ai Weiwei mean to the art world?
Well, I think that people in the art world understand that he is a creative force. He's very much interested in objects, but also installations. And he's a conceptual figure. But he's also very well known as an activist. And his work, his life, his activities are oftentimes around two very basic principles, freedom of speech and human dignity, human rights. You know, these are the things that keep him motivated, not only in China, but wherever he's working on projects.
What caused him to become arrested with house arrest for 5 years? What kind of statement did he make that the Chinese government did not like?
Well, after spending a period of time in the United States, he came back to China and realized that human rights were certainly not where they were in the United States, nor was freedom of speech. And you mentioned very appropriately in the very beginning the bird's nest. As he was working on that project and gaining a lot of renown, he was also recognizing many of the inequalities, many of the problems with the state that were occurring. But I think the major thing happened with an earthquake in Sichuan. He got very involved because he wanted the state to take responsibility for shoddy architecture, for the loss of tens of thousands of life, including many, many children, that really prompted him to reach beyond his existing barriers as an activist. And so it was really his speaking out, his pursuit of truth and freedom of speech that put him on the wrong side of the powers that be, that led to his arrest, that led to his eventually confinement to a studio and house in Beijing.
The Ai Weiwei exhibit, Natural State, runs until August 20th at the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park in Grand Rapids, where Joseph Beckerer is chief curator and vice president of collections. We'll have a few photos of pieces in the exhibition on our website. Go to michiganradio.org and click on Stateside. Thanks very much for telling us about your exhibit.
Great, thanks. Come visit.